cool. Yeah, very cool.
Did you play criminal?
Oops. And we are back. This is stand up for news. Yes, and James is on his way, and we have some amazing stand-up comics here and actors here in the studio. And so
yes, we do.
Tell us about, you're going to take it over. He wants you to co-host with me as well. So talk about, what is Stand Up For News for?
Yeah, Stand Up For News is a hard-hitting journalistic expose into the dangers of the Florida wild. No, I'm kidding. It is a show where we break down the news. We tell it to you straight. We give it to you like no one else is going to give it to you. And we make it fun. So you're going to get real news stories with an angle that you're probably not going to hear on CNN or Fox News because we're funny and they're not.
That's right. Well, congratulations on your movie. Let's talk about that real quick.
Thank you. Yeah.
And who's producing that?
It's produced by RJ Hendricks, who is a local producer. This is his second film. His first was called Killer Miller.
Okay.
Hang on one second. I'm just going to turn on my little video here.
And I saw you all dressed up in the Western gear. You look so Western. I mean, a little Western town.
It was legit. This thing was real. We were basically shooting down in Parrish, Florida, which is like horse country, if you guys have never been. I'd never been. I had no idea. I Google mapped it about four times and still got lost.
Right.
But we shot at this great old Western town called Dry Creek, which is like a set that they created. And they shot a film called Dry Creek. They've shot a bunch of different, you know, shows there. And it was awesome. So we were there for about 4 days. We're wrapping it up in May.
Stand up for news.
Okay, James, before we start, we're live on the air. No, I got a surprise for you. You've done such an amazing job putting the comedy night together at Russo's, and they closed, and we're looking for another place. We have Lindsay from Threshers Baseball here.
Yeah, I'm James.
Hi.
And she has a surprise for you. She's giving you two tickets for this Friday night.
Yeah.
And tell him what he won for just putting this amazing event on and working so hard.
For working so hard, you've won two tickets to Threshers Baseball opening night Friday, April 8th, and that includes access to our post-game concert by Disco Inferno.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And she's the one. I'm going to move over here, and James is going to take over.
Thank you so much, young lady.
Yeah, so that's all very cool.
Sit in with us, why don't you?
Do you want her to sit in with you? Lindsay.
Oh, you can all sit in.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby.
See you.
How you doing, Bobby Goldsmith? I said your name right, thank God.
Last time Bobby was Nesky or Whiskey or
Bobby Deep Eddie drinks.
Something like that.
Bobby Valentine.
I can't hear anything.
I'll
be here with Chris.
I couldn't
manage
the match.
Enjoy your
day. Yeah, couldn't really contend that.
I could put on a fake mustache.
Instead of being a bum.
That's right.
All right, well, this is how we do this here at Stand Up For News. Because someone's got to stand up for them.
Yep,
news just can't stand up for itself, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, what if the news was born without any legs or it's in a wheelchair all the time, right? Who's going to stand up for the news, right, Chris?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you want to delegate these, Chris, or what?
Hmm?
You want to hand these out?
Sure.
All right, you get to hand out a news story. I'm going to start with a brand new one. Ooh, I got my glasses on.
Breaking news.
It doesn't
here.
Usually go this ruckusy.
Lindsay, you're in for a treat.
We got frigged by our co-host. He couldn't make it, and we had to find another alternate way to get here. All right. Hey, Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah. I wonder if the carpets match the drapes with that story, you know?
Oh.
Or should I say windows? Never mind. Never mind. I'll just ask August. That slap wasn't staged, or else Chris Rock would have told a way better joke, you guys, right?
No,
I'm just
seriously.
Getting the Chris Rock crap out of the way. Yeah, like, hey, Professor X from the X-Men, Professor Xavier, you heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he called. He said he wants his haircut back.
Hey, yeah. I want to just do a disclaimer really quickly. For any jokes on here that offend people or maybe upset anybody, I just want you to let you know that these jokes were written by Chris Rock. Okay? So if you're going to slap anybody, that's your man.
I'm sure Ed will give the look if you do anything wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll give you the look. All right.
If she had Xavier's powers and his haircut, she could have prevented all of this by using her powers for good instead of evil, I bet.
Yeah, true. Although, I don't think we should be too hard on Will Smith, because he did punch up the ratings at the Oscars this year.
Oh, nice.
We're getting this out of the way now. The slap world heard around the world, man. All right, a 10-inch knife was found in a baby's car seat at a Boston airport last week. When asked why, the baby said it was time to cut the cord. And we're out there. What do you got for me, Chris?
Wow.
Give one to Dawn.
Yeah, here we go.
I don't have my glasses on. Okay.
Just read it. Don't even think about it. Just read it.
Okay, I like that one. So an airline pilot was giving a tour of a big cat rescue in Florida.
Airboat pilot, it says.
Oh.
You need your
boat.
She's not wearing the glasses, man. Come on.
I was reading about the pilot.
An airboat pilot was giving a tour of a big cat reserve in Florida when a tiger attacked him. It mauled him and it took him down into the water, because they're good swimmers, you know. Afterwards, the tiger was seen on the PGA Tour shooting at 85.
Oh, God. Yeah, I heard that tiger's playing in the Masters next month.
After he was asked his quote on the subject, he said, "Those airboat pilots, they're great." Bobby, did you bring any stories with you?
I don't have any specific stories, but
you want to read one here? Sure, read this one here. Number four.
Yeah, you know. In the meantime,
read number four.
Actually, after the Oscars, my ex girlfriend got pissed. She said, "If anyone deserved to win most slappable, it was me."
Ooh.
Chris Rock, you robbed me, man.
He robbed you of his opportunity. Delta pilots land safely after a cockpit windshield cracks. It eventually explodes at 30,000 feet from Salt Lake City to Denver. Cut the poor windshield. What? Is that,
cut the poor windshield.
Cut some
slack.
Though really, it was... Okay, the handwriting isn't perfect. It's under a lot of pressure and stress.
These are the best.
You could crack eventually, though. Okay, that's two. Its entire existence was transparent, and its future was always up in the air. It always looked at the glass half full, but now it's life in its pieces. I hope the pans didn't fly.
The puns.
Oh, the puns. Oh, I hope the puns. That's puns. I hope the puns didn't fly right out your heads.
Over your head.
This is turning into like a spoken word session.
I know. I feel like Tony when he did his edition. I actually just wanted to say couldn't.
Cockpit.
We should do the Russo's mic right here.
Yeah, we can do it right here.
Okay. What do you got for us, Chris?
Let's see.
Read me a joke.
He's got some amazing music. I'll tell you, Chris.
Music
rocks.
Chris is so good.
Wait, that's
funny. Chris rocks.
Chris rocks.
Here we go.
Let's see.
New stage name for Chris.
Prehistoric woolly mammoth tooth was discovered in an Iowa construction site. This news was shocking because Iowa is not a state known for preserving their teeth.
Oh. Here you go. Your read number five.
Good point.
This happened last week, actually.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus' plane makes emergency landing last week after being struck by lightning. It came in like a wrecking ball. Max Rondo, her boyfriend, was in the cockpit at the time. Try harder next time. You were so close.
I got some more entertainment news for you guys. So Kim Kardashian is in the news. She's taking heat for commenting to Vanity Fair that, quote, women need to get off your effing A and work. Now, she's responded to the backlash, and she actually said, look, I was taken out of context. What I actually said was, get off your effing A and twerk. That's where the real money is.
Read that one, Bobby.
252 people wearing lion costumes set a world record for the largest gathering of people dressed in lions costumes. That's still a better record than the Detroit Lions have ever had combined. It's also more Lions fans than the Lions fans left in Detroit.
What do you got, Chris? You got one for Dawn?
Yeah, here we go. You want to read that one?
You could read it.
Here, give her my glasses.
Here we go. Okay, I like how I said Chris Rocks.
I like that. That was perfect.
Yeah. That's Chris Rocks. Okay, where are your glasses?
You should trademark it and charge Chris to use
the name. Okay, so here we go. We're live. 106.1 FM, The Heat. Go ahead.
Fine, I'll go ahead. Stepan, the Ukrainian internet cat, has hightailed it out of Ukraine and escaped the war zone. With over a million followers on social media, he went silent back on March 3rd. But he's posted that he's safe. He's made it to Poland, you guys. What a pussy move.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
A stuffed bunny was left behind at Reagan Airport. It was reunited with its little girl owner after the staff, they showed pictures of it on social media to search for the owner of this little stuffed bunny. Yeah, they took pictures all over the airport, even on the airplane. The bunny even got to go in the cockpit. I have to say cockpit on the radio. four times now. Five, yeah. Okay. Well, Hoppy, the owner said Hoppy, she missed Hoppy so much, but Hoppy said he'd rather stay in the cockpit.
Okay.
Wait a minute. As a flight attendant, I remember those days that the cockpit door was always open.
Ooh.
No, it was, you know, but now they don't, you know.
Right.
Yeah. What do you got, Chris?
Let's see. Volodymyr Zelensky, president of Ukraine, used to be a successful stand-up comedian, just like all of us here. I bet if his arch enemy, Vladimir Putin, were a successful stand-up comedian, he would still bomb.
Oh.
This joke kills in Ukraine, you guys.
Oh, God. Hey, did you guys hear Madonna has her fans concerned after releasing an unsettling TikTok video?
I saw that.
Before the Grammys, yeah.
Is it, what was it? Like, she was kissing the camera.
Yeah. Which, you know, is understandable because everything up in her career up to this point has been so totally normal. And Dennis Rodman was reached for comment after the video was posted. He said, if you want to see some unsettling videos of Madonna, come over to my place.
Oh, man.
What you got, Chris? Need a chair?
Yeah, just
bring all right. Well, this one's from Scott. He's our man on the street. He sent us this story here. Scientists create a yeast. Okay, I reiterate, Scott, he found this information out. He's standing up for the news on the streets for us. Scientists create a yeast-free pizza dough that rises like actual yeast. Good news for me and gynecologists, because they recommend a yeast-free pie.
Oh, my goodness.
That's from Scott on the streets. Another one from Scott. A passenger on a lot of airplane stories. Passenger on a Southwest airline accused of masturbating four times on the flight. I guess he didn't care if anyone had a nut allergy.
Oh, my goodness.
It says don't read this part, but I think I will. There was a military on board of the flight as well. Mostly were flying seamen.
Oh, my.
It says don't read this part either, but here I go. His hot towel they gave him had so many swimmers on it, it could have doubled for a flotation device.
Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
Let's see. A tire was found wrapped around the neck of a crocodile for over a year, and has finally been removed. Turns out it was a good year.
Ah. Hey, I got some good news in the Ukraine conflict.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the State Department has just announced that negotiations for the U.S. will now be handled by Hunter Biden. Because everyone knows he's great at getting stuff from the Russians.
April 4th was World Rat Day, I guess. This is Scott told me this news. Nobody was happier than Tekashi 69 because at least one day of the year he can celebrate himself being relevant.
I don't know who that is, so I'm not sure. Yeah. I can.
Rick Scott says he would have been a shoo-in for the part of Mask. Rick Scott said he would have been a shoo-in for the part of Mask.
Really? Rick Scott even?
The movie The Mask or Mask. He probably could have been a better Smeagol than Andy Serkis, too, from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a scary-looking person.
How dare you?
What do you got for me, Chris?
All right, so last week, the employees of Disneyland staged a protest walk-off to protest the Don't Say Gay bill, which eventually, you know, got passed and signed. Disney supports its LGBT community and its employees. Man, I always knew Piglet and Pooh Bear were close, but I guess maybe Piglet was actually into bears this whole time, you guys.
All right. Here, this is one for you.
Take a look.
There you go, Bobby.
A tiny bird left behind its flock nest in the UK woman's hair for 84 days. We asked Joe Biden now, her hair smelled and it, he quoted, it smells like head and shoulders.
Hey, some more on the Oscars. Alec Baldwin is now on the record. He said the Oscars were like the Jerry Springer Show. And personally, I believe it, because if there's anyone who knows how to bust up a set, it's Alec Baldwin. And Will Smith actually replied to the comment. He said, that's funny, because your set reminds me of the Wild Wild West.
A herd of deer overrun a Wisconsin pub. last week. One smashed right through the front window. That one was reported to be Blitzen, and the North Pole has suspended him indefinitely because he's always getting blitzed, you know? That's what you get when you advertise Jell-O shots for a buck.
Jell-O shots for a buck. Boom.
All right, you want another one here?
Give me one.
Here you go. That's a good funny one. True stories, you know, here. I'm going to crack my cocoa.
Go for it. A box of human heads was stolen off a truck delivering them to a lab in Denver. Bill Clinton is the prime suspect right now.
Uh-oh.
Didn't you get enough head yet, Bill?
Tough but fair.
Chris?
Let's see. It says here, a British farmer announced the birth of a five-legged lamb. Yeah, apparently it has an extra leg that's grown out of its side. I will surely be the farmer's new favorite since this one comes with a handle. What?
Oh, wow. What? Hey, breaking so news.
Breaking
news, you guys. The White House is hinting that it may have a Department of Justice lawsuit over the Florida parental rights law. So it looks like Biden just found some more kids to go after.
Oh, that's good. That's quick, too.
Ooh, here's a good one.
Johnson & Johnson is facing cancel culture right now due to they only use Caucasian babies to make their baby powder.
That's not
Dick,
cool.
Dick, you next.
That's not cool, guys.
Or am
cool.
I next? I don't know.
I think you're next.
All right. Ketanji Brown Jackson said she didn't know what a woman was during the Supreme Court justice questioning sessions. Leah Thomas, the transgender NCAA women's swimmer champion, formerly known as William Thomas, the formerly men's swimmer guy, she said that she did not know what a Supreme Court justice was.
You know, that's funny because actually Ketanji Brown's Supreme Court nomination, this just happened today.
I got everybody saying it wrong.
Is deadlocked in the Senate Judiciary Committee with an 11-11 tie.
Correct.
When asked if she thought her bid would prevail, she said she didn't know because she's not a mathematician.
All right, Bobby, what do you got for us?
MCU plans a reboot of the comic book character Ghost Rider. The new actor they chose for the part won't need CGI on fancy Hollywood makeup.
Nope, no makeup.
The part of the Ghost Rider will be played by the none other than Senator Skeletor, Rick Scott.
Senator Skeletor, Rick Scott's going to be in another movie. That's
wow.
Awesome. What do you got for us there, Chris?
He's prolific.
Let's see. Tales from the Crypt reboot is underway. Nice. And the part for the Crypt Keeper will be played by the actor from the new Nightmare Before Christmas reboot and the Masters of the Universe. None other than Skeletor himself, Rick Scott.
I told
he
you
will
he was
play
prolific.
The Crypt Keeper.
I just
He's
said
everywhere.
He was prolific.
Rick Scott is everywhere.
What do you got for us, dude?
I just said he was prolific. An Iowa math teacher has been arrested. This happened on Sunday for sexually exploiting a minor. Now, as part of the trial, he will be the one required to show his work. The judge said he'll be released on bail if he can tell her how many feet a train would travel at 35 miles per hour in 3 hours if it made stops only 4 times along the way, with each stop lasting 5 minutes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Indiana fifth graders spread happiness while Will Smith spread slappiness. Fifth graders in Indiana started a new hotline to call when you're feeling sad or down. They will cheer you up. It's called When Life Gives You Lemons, Call a Fifth Grader. Joe Biden's phone number has already been blocked.
Penn State transgender swimmer Leah Thomas won first place in that NCAA Women's Division I national title thing and defeated 2 Olympic medalists, in fact. Last year, she competed as William Thomas, of course, and he was ranked 462nd in men's NCAA swimming. She really worked her balls off to be the champion.
Hey, did you guys hear that Leah Thomas is going to be on the cover of the next swimsuit edition? Oh. For Sports Illustrated, yeah.
Wow.
They're changing the theme song to Baby Got Sack.
Oh.
There you go. You're going to like that one.
Let's see, I got one here real quick. A Florida teacher bit two students over a jar of pickles. The teacher had an attachment to the pickles because, like her, they are wrinkled, bitter, and likely to snap. I like that one.
Fire away, whoever was ready. Bobby?
Okay.
You're not supposed to read it first. You're supposed to just blurt it right out.
Okay, it's coming out. Today is the day of... Today's the day to... Two of? Just read it.
Yeah, what are you, a cop? Stop asking so many questions.
Read it.
Today is the day of Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the nominee Joe Biden nominated based on being an African-American woman. Just like he chose Kamala Harris for the same reason. This confirms that Joe got jungle fever. When Joe was asked, other than being an African-American woman, do you have any other specifics, Joe? He said, yeah, 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3". I love that one.
What do you got for us, Chris?
Oh, man.
Or Dick, you're next. Sorry, Dick. Go fire one off.
You got it. Just going to go back to my breaking news here.
I like breaking news.
I want to hear Chris Rocks.
we're gonna get to Chris Rocks
here,
in a second.
Read this one, Mom.
But
sorry, Don, read that one right there.
The FDA in healthcare news, the FDA has just authorized a fourth COVID vaccine for those people over 50. So if you haven't had a heart attack yet and you're over 50, good news.
You're coming next.
She won't read it. Well, you read this one.
Uh-oh.
You remember when Zelensky said to the U.S., we don't need a ride, we need ammunition, remember? We broke that news here.
Yeah,
that's right. Up for
yeah, we did. All
right, this is what this is story's next here.
The Pope has sent two cardinals to Ukraine Sunday. President Vladimir Zelensky, quote, said, "We don't need our children molested, we need ammunition." Or what they would have needed. I can't read that one.
I don't think there was more, was there? Oh, yeah, alternate punchline.
This is where Joe says, exit stage right.
What would we actually need two red birds for, is what Zelensky said.
Is that what it was?
You know, Cardinals, get it?
You know Zelensky.
Oh, got it. Yeah. What would we need two red birds for? You got to write a little bigger as the older guy gets in this.
Yeah, you know Zelensky, actually, when they offered...
Or type them up or something. This is more fun to me.
Zelensky, when they offered them the ride, at first he said, I need ammunition, not a ride. Then he checked the price of gas.
Right.
Said, you know what? I'll take it.
Then he needed to wait till escrow closed to get it.
All right, here's one that I think you can handle.
You guys did good.
Yeah, this one you're going to handle.
In Malaysia, a plane was grounded for 5 hours due to a snake on the MFN's plane. Once my snake got loose on a plane and my man granted me for 5 days.
My mom grounded me for five days.
Okay, I'm going to read this again because that.
It's better the second time.
In Malaysia, a plane was grounded for 5 hours due to a snake on the MFN's plane. Once MFN, my snake... MFN's. Yeah. Ooh, MFN. Ooh.
Did I pluralize it?
No, you could have. Once my snake got loose on the plane and my mom grounded me for 5 days.
That's way longer than 5 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe we're typing them up.
Speaking of that,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That,
it's okay.
I am a bad human being.
No, you're not.
That was terrible.
I appreciate being here. I like reading. I like reading jokes I can't read.
Yeah. The apparently, I don't know if you guys saw this. I just heard about this. They just passed an anti-lynching law.
I did hear.
In the U.S.
Just passed.
Right. So I guess for the last 200 years, that was cool.
Wow, apparently.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Wow. Australian man breaks a record, a Guinness Book of World Records for stacking the most M&Ms. Six M&Ms, he stacked them on top of each other. He said next week he's going to break that record, and he's going to stack seven Dr. Dre's.
Good for him. He's doing the Lord's work.
Chris, you got some jams for us? That's a sweet guitar you got, by the way. I think it's awesome.
Thanks so much. Nice. Yeah, it's a lovely piece, man. I like this so much.
Yeah, Chris Rock.
Chris is going to rock.
That's right.
Indeed,
Chris
indeed.
Rocks.
Yeah, I'll just do something very, very short and sweet since we've only got a couple minutes left. So, yeah, I'll have to keep it really short. But breaking news, it turns out, with Spotify, this new song that just came out is called As It Was by Harry Styles. It broke the record for the most streamed song in a single day. That is, 21.6 million streams, I believe, total, and 8.3 million streams in a single day. So As It Was is now the record for the top song, most played song in a single day on Spotify. So there you go. But, so I'll just play a little snippet of a song that we listened to on the way here. Anybody like The Cure? Y'all like The Cure?
Word.
Yeah, who doesn't like The Cure? So here's a little Just Like Heaven for you guys.
Russo's open mic comedy competition show every Thursday. It's over.
A good run.
They sold the thing, so
yep.
At least
that's
we did our job. We did a great job, I think. The owner said we brought a lot of fun and positivity into that room. I met a lot of great people like Don through doing that. So rest in peace, Russo's New York Pizzeria.
Yeah.
But we will be having another mic opening soon. Plus, we always have Java Cava, Ocha Lounge, Steep Station, Side Splitters, Spitfire, Coconuts. St. Pete Brewery has another mic. Wednesdays, Bob Holden's there.
Yep.
So there's Mafis is at Steep Station on one of those nights, too. You know, there's open mics everywhere. We want to do another one just to help spread comedy. This one might be a mixed open mic, though. It's a secret where it's going to be at, but I guess that wraps it up for us. Stand up for news! Stand up for news! Clap, clap! Stand up for news! Clap, clap! Stand up for news! We'll stand up for you! You can stand up, too! Don't sit down! Stand up now! Stand up for news! Stand up for news! All right, thank you guys, thank you.